Hungarian Christian customs. We find many Hungarian folk customs which are connected to Christianity around our religious holidays. Most of these customs are practiced around Christmas time. In some regions, such as northern Banat, people celebrate the custom of Advent toasting. Individuals go from house to house singing Advent songs in doorways and windows, and then say, "Praise the Lord," as they depart. On Christmas Eve, they receive presents. In the Advent season, 9 days before Christmas, the practice of walking on the path of the Holy Family is held, which is followed by the reenactment of Jesus' birth, mostly in the days prior to Christmas. The journey of the Holy Family, or the 9 days of the Holy Family, or finding shelter for the Holy Family, commemorate the journey of Joseph and Mary seeking shelter and finding a place to stay in Bethlehem. This custom is probably a fairly modern one and likely dates from the end of the 19th to the beginning of the 20th century. From December the 15th, the Holy Family goes to different houses to look for shelter, and the image of the family is carried and housed in different households and is accompanied with songs and prayers. There are groups of 10-30 people of various ages and villages. The journey of the Holy Family is not only a preparation for Christmas, but a way of having fun for the young. We carry the image of the Holy Family to avoid boys. We went to pray, but they were waiting outside. There was no disco or club in those days, stated one participant of such celebrations in Oromhegyes. When prayer is held, the picture of the Holy Family is displayed. The image is then moved to the next house the following day. When a new group gathers in the new house, prayers begin. On the afternoon of December the 24th in Gombos, Doroslo, and Bezda, little children dressed in white would portray baby Jesus in a cradle. These 3 to 5 year old little girls would carry around the cradle, sing Christmas songs, and, after singing verses and rocking the cradle, they would stop singing and receive presents. A short version of a reenactment is a local custom in Bačka, along the Danube. On the eve of Adam and Eve's Day, December the 24th, small groups wander around toasting Christmas, which in some places go on for the entire week prior to Christmas or during the entire season of Advent. The wanderers knock on doors where the lights are on and ask permission to sing the following songs to announce the birth of Jesus the Savior: Csorda pásztorok, mennyből az angyal, or A kis Jézus megszületett. The wanderers receive either walnuts or sometimes even money. If the owner does not let them in or let them sing, the singers shout something rude in return and run away. They have some other songs that are loosely affiliated with Christmas, like Leányok megéneklése, or in other words, Huszárjáték. In these instances, young men go to young ladies' houses to sing songs and dance. It also means that a girl is about to be courted, since the boys would not go to the houses of younger girls. The boys dress in hussar uniforms with swords on their belts. They politely ask to be let in and first start singing Christmas songs and then continue with humorous songs and sayings until they eventually dance together with the girls. Another significant and well-known custom is the reenactment of Jesus' birth. It is a great possibility that most of the dances, music, and games originate from ancient customs centered around the winter solstice. The actors recite songs from the gospel associated with Jesus' birth that are often portrayed in folksy renditions. These games usually fall during Advent, but this custom is region-specific. In some places, it starts as early as November the 25th. In some other regions, for example, in the villages of Vajdaság, Vojvodina, they only do it at the beginning of the Christian season and continue on until New Year. The age and gender of the actors is determined by local traditions. There are two other celebrations that are also affiliated with Christmas: the celebration of Saint Stephen and Saint John, where men with the same names are saluted in groups. The first day of January has been celebrated with dances, presents, and good wishes since the time of the Roman Empire. Specifically, since the day of Janus, the most important god of the empire. The custom later synchronized with Christianity and also became a part of many local Hungarian traditions. On the last day of the old year and on the first day of the new, people go out chanting in groups. They stop at houses, sing songs, and the folks from that house give presents such as sweet bread, nuts, or money in return. The revelers usually pray the Creator and the birth of the Messiah, Uyestender. On January the 6th, while celebrating the Epiphany, people celebrate the journey of the three kings. The custom originates from the biblical story when the three kings arrive to Herod, led by the evening star. This star encourages and guides the men to the location of the birthplace of Jesus. Upon their return, they also celebrate him. In this custom, three boys will march around, one of them carrying the star, on a retractable pole. They are the three kings. One of them is Balthazar, who is African. The boy's face is smeared with soot. In some other places, the three kings are joined by Herod, who is a boy holding the star. They go from house to house while singing. They will get presents that are mostly left over from Christmas. There is an ongoing custom in Bácskertés where the cross is carried at dawn, which is similar to the custom during Easter. At Easter time, at dawn, the devout march around the village while singing and praying. They visit the various stations of the cross and the cemetery. It is likely that the non-official procession originated from a medieval custom where people walked around the village boundaries to ask for blessings of their crops. There is another active tradition from Székelyföld, the custody of the Holy Grave. On Good Saturday, Jesus' tomb in the church is guarded by firemen, dressed as Roman soldiers until Jesus' resurrection. The custom of spraying water on Easter Monday is rooted in Christian tradition. However, its real meaning is forgotten today. In the early times of the Christian church, this was the time when people were baptized and when they endured their probation time. There are various traditions that originate from the Pentecost. One of them, probably the best known, is the coronation of the Pentecost Queen that is held in Dyadjúfalu. Here, the custom is held in a church with the participation of the clergy, but it has little to do with Christianity. Most annual events are held and determined to some degree by the religious calendar. These events include harvesting crops, giving licenses to those who finish vocation school, Day of St. George, the recounting of animals, Day of St. Michael, immersing oneself in prayer and fasting. The largest religious holidays, including pilgrimage gatherings and other regional holidays like the one in Csíksomlyó in Transylvania, are very significant and are sometimes rooted in biblical narratives.